Bobby here, Kenny Hawkins, News Channel 11 over there.
How's it going, man?
How you doing?
Doing good.
Time for 24 Teams in 24 Days, presented by NET Pigskin. The magazine is off the newsstand this morning. It will be available when the store opens at Fanatics 101 in the mall at Johnson City at 10 o'clock this morning. It will be available at Wallace Newsstand, Broad Street, and Kingsport later this afternoon. Other locations we'll let you know about. Colin and Trey have done their usual fine job putting this magazine together. It includes 36 Region 1 football teams spanning from Mountain City to Union County, and certainly includes the Cloudland Highlanders of Coach Mike Lunsford. Coach, good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Good to hear from you guys. I'm starting school this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Coach. And we're just looking through the magazine, but Kenny and I were talking a little bit earlier, and we wanted to get your take on this. We were talking about some teams now, and Kenny, you can lead into this a little bit, about the fact that maybe in preseason practice you don't tackle as much as you used to. Have you changed your coaching ways in practice as far as how you tackle or when you tackle or maybe not being as physical in practice? Or how's it work for you?
Yeah, there's no way we practice as physical as we used to get. Now, I probably still practice a little bit more physical practices than most people, but no, I've changed a lot. We used to, we hit 24/7. I don't think we kids can stand that anymore.
Yeah, and obviously it's gotten a little tougher. You got to work around criteria and things you can't do anymore.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, do you do that A, because of injuries, or B, because, you know, we hear all of this, you know, so much more about the head injuries in football?
No, I do it more because of injuries. I can't remember the last time I had a kid that actually, you know, that they said, hey, had a concussion. You know, I've had some kids that, you know, broke an arm or broke a leg or broke a collarbone or separated a shoulder or something like that. But, and, you know, we've had very few, to be honest with you, concussions over the last few years.
Coach, let's talk about the season ahead, but certainly Noah Arnett no longer with the program, and what an outstanding season he had for you. But it just seems like, for some reason, and you explain it to us, Cloudland just continues to reload at running back at other positions year after year.
Well, you know, it's a football school. It really is. But, you know, I don't know that we have anybody that's going to take Noah's place and replace him and do the things he done. We're hoping for two or three combined to do that, but it's not going to be any one individual, I don't think. Now, he carried the ball a ton. He got a lot better and become a, you know, he got better as the season went on. I thought by the end of the season he was as good a running back as I've seen around in a while.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's better than any of them, but he was good. He really had a lot of production for us.
Now, according to the article here, it says that you might have felt Jordan Coffey was a better back than Arnett last year. Of course, he suffered a season-ending injury. Coffey just a junior, so he's back this year, right?
At the beginning of the year, he was a more polished runner than Noah. But after he got hurt, you know, he didn't have the physical skills that Noah did. You know, Noah, he's power clean, 250 pounds, stuff like that. Jordan can't do that. He didn't have the raw athletic ability that Noah did, but he was a more polished runner. But then Noah became polished as the season went on, and his polish with his athleticism made, you know, super running back. Jordan will be a good running back, but I don't, you know, want people to expect him to do the same things Noah did.
So who are some of those folks you're expecting to help you out on the offensive side of the ball this year, Coach?
Well, I think, of course, Jordan Coffey. You know, I think he'll be, you know, he will center our offense around him. Josh Blair, he's a big fullback. He's 6'3", 270 pounds. Runs the ball well, hard to tackle, strong, and fast for extra yards. He's got to get a little bit quicker hitting holes, getting through the holes a little bit quicker, but he's working. And Malachi Benfield is going to be I think he'll be a really good quarterback for us. He's done a great job. Had a good scrimmage the other day against South Green, threw the ball well. Tristan Lacey and Jacob Singleton will be, you know, high. And, you know, then we've got to have Hunter Blair. He's got to come in and run the ball some for us. Dylan Johnson's got to run it some. We just have to use a lot of people to get a few things done.
I noticed you have you got several seniors. You know, as you mentioned, Hayden Houston, senior running back, linebacker, Jacob Singleton, senior wide receiver, free safety, Kenneth Wagner, senior wide receiver, cornerback, and Jonathan Googe, senior wide receiver, cornerback. I mean, how much are you going to have to lean on this senior leadership?
It's going to be a lot, and, you know, some of them have never been in that role, you know, as a leader. Some of them have. Some of them, you know, this will be the first time they've ever been really expected to do a whole lot. Hopefully they are up to the challenge, because if they're not, you know, it could be a really long season for us.
Mike Lunsford, head coach of the Cloudland Highlanders, go to the defensive side of the ball. Kenny was reading some of those names, Coach. You do play a lot of guys on both sides of the ball, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We you know, we're not. We're going to holler offense, and we're going to holler defense. It's going to be pretty much the same group.
That's how it works.
You know, I think we've got to have Josh Blair has got to play well. Dylan Johnson's got to play real well. Josh has played real well in the scrimmages. Dylan probably hasn't played quite as well as we think he can. That's our two inside backers, and I really feel like they have to do a better job than most of it, than about anybody.
Since you're in a four-team league this year, how tough was it to get a schedule put together?
It was awful. To be honest with you, we ended up having to get Copper Basin from down there, Chattanooga.
Right.
And I mean, that's not really a game that we wanted to play, have on the schedule, but due to necessity, there wasn't anything else we could do. And we ended up playing. We thought about going to the 3A league just so the scheduling would be easier, but it seemed like there was nothing that was really, you know, ideal, so we just stayed where we were. You know, it's small league, but the good thing is we were able to get most of the AA schools, but that's a little bit tougher a schedule than what we really, you know, feel like we should have, because it's a lot of good teams. Happy Valley and Hampton and you know those teams, Johnson County, a 3A, got Avery County. You know, we're just playing up every week. And when you only got 200 kids in a school, you know, it that makes it tough.
Yeah.
We could play with those teams, I think. We just, I hope the depth don't get to us.
Right.
You know, one of the things, as I look at your last season schedule, I mean, you're not used to going 5-7, your overall record, but you make it to the playoffs, and I think you shock some people. You go in and you beat Harriman, which has a lot of football tradition, 60-56, and then you run into Coalfield. So you actually go 1-1 in the playoffs. 5-7, not really your typical season last year for you, Coach. How difficult was it?
Well, I think the really hard part was in most of those losses, we played really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in those seven losses, all but three of them, we had the lead in the fourth period at some point, and just had something. So it was just one of those where just something crazy happened. I think a lot of that was just the fact that you know, I hadn't been there but a year, and we just had mental breakdowns at critical times. And, you know, I think we punt against Sullivan East. We punted the ball into the upback's tail end. Avery, we fumbled twice, but we was up two touchdowns and fumbled twice in a row. Against Hampton, we kicked the ball to Davenport when it was the last thing on earth we wanted to do. You know, things like that. We just make critical mistakes at critical times, and it cost us a lot of ball games. You know, I thought we played well, and we thought the kids played really hard, really tough, fought, giving everything they had, and just, you know, seemed like we'd just make a mistake when we couldn't afford to make one.
And you're right. I mean, when you take a look at the scores, I mean, you're right. Other than the Happy Valley game, you were pretty much in every game. I mean, 41-38 and lost to Northview Academy.
Yeah.
35-34 to Avery County. 42-38 to Hampton. We'll get back to that. You knew I was. Sullivan East, 30-22. Then Knox Catholic, 41-14. Maybe not in that one. So really, Happy Valley and Knox Catholic were probably the only two games you really weren't in during the regular season.
You just want to know how Thanksgiving went, aren't you?
Yeah, I want to get back to that Hampton game because really, for the fans, it was a lot of fun. And I have to give you credit. I'm not sure there were too many people that thought that you would be in that game, but you and the son went down to the wire. It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And I'll be honest with you, that's one of the few games over the years where I think I had more fun than he did, even though I lost. I think he felt like, you know, they should have wore us out. But I knew the talent level was very little. There was very little difference. Now, they had been in a system longer than we had.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they were well oiled, more polished. But as the season went on, we became more polished and better and got improved on things a lot, quit making as many mistakes. But, you know, just a couple, we had the ball. We should have been ahead. We kicked off to Davenport and he run it back. 30 seconds left to go in the half. We just took the lead, let them have the lead back. But then we took the lead back and then had to stop them and had the ball going in for another score. And some of them would get run a quarterback sneak just to give Noah a little break, and we fumbled that. And, you know, those things, like two or three little bit, and we weren't good enough to make a mistake here and a mistake there. We had to play a pretty perfect football game to beat any of those teams.
Mike Lunsford.
We didn't play.
At Cloudland. Coach, some familiar names on your coaching staff this year. Who's helping you out?
Well, we've got Glenn White. He's going to be my defensive coordinator. And Adam Boland, he came from, he's been helping Coach McKinney over at UNAC, and he's transferred up to Cloudland. He's going to help us. And then Zach Benfield and Nick Johnson, they've been with us, and they'll continue to help me coach. Got a good staff. Work good together, and things are getting better. We're still a little behind. We're not where we need to be, but maybe we can get there.
Are you guys hosting the Jamboree this week?
Yes, we are.
And when will that be?
That's Friday night at 7 o'clock, and we will be playing Johnson County in the first quarter, and then Hampton will be playing UNAC in the second.
Okay.
Coach,
it'll be a high. It'll be two quarters. Each team will play two quarters.
Okay.
Coach, the 2017 schedule is pretty tough. You start off with Gatlinburg-Pittman. That's always tough, but you still have them at your place. You got North Green coming your place. Actually, your first three games are at home, so you have an opportunity to get a jump on the season before you go to Hancock County. Then you go to Happy Valley, then UNACA, and then, of course, I'm sure everybody has October the 6th circle because then you go to Hampton. Really a tale of really two seasons. You got three games at home, and then you go and play four games on the road.
Yeah, it's an odd schedule, a hard schedule to make. And we tried to work it around other ways. At one time, we had seven home games and three away. We finally talked Hancock County into switching it, but made it very tough. The scheduling was, you know, just everybody's trying to get 5-5, and I don't know how it turns out, but you can't do it somehow. I don't know how that is, but you'd think everybody needs the same number of home games and away games. But we ended up with 6-4, and four of them in a row. But this, you know, we just go play.
Yeah. Scheduling's certainly not gotten any easier over the years, especially the way it is set up right now. All right, Coach, we appreciate your time so much this morning, and we wish you all the best. We appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you all.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
He's Mike Lunsford, Cloudland Highlanders. 24 teams in 24 days, presented by NET Pigskin. And much of the notes there we were talking about came out of the NET Pigskin magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick yours up beginning at 10 o'clock this morning at Fanatics 101 in the mall at Johnson City. Also this afternoon at Wallace Newsstand up on Broad Street in Kingsport. You can check it out there, and we'll get you some other locations along the way, but it is available beginning today. And we thank Mike Lunsford, as always, for being with us on 24 Teams in 24 Days. Don Curley from Johnson County is on board tomorrow morning at 9:30.